Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Westfield Bondi Junction will reopen tomorrow for a community reflection day following last Saturday's stabbings, which shocked the nation. While shops won't be open for business, the centre itself will be accessible for the public to visit, walk through and pay their respects to the six victims. Centre Group CEO Elliot Russinow says normal trading will resume on Friday.
Some retailers will choose not to reopen, and it will be their choice on that day, and it will be their choice when they do so.
Meanwhile, a university student wrongly accused of the Bondi Junction attack is taking legal action. Seven incorrectly identified Benjamin Cohen as the killer rather than 40-year-old Joel Couchy. He's filed for defamation. Queensland police are offering a $500,000 reward to crack a cold case murder. Tammy Dyson disappeared from a rehab centre on the Gold Coast back in 1995. The last person to see her alive was a mystery woman who took her from the clinic. Tammy's sons believe she met a foul end. And the government's at odds with the Greens over a Senate inquiry into supermarket profits. The Greens wanted details on Woolworths' earnings, but the CEO wouldn't budge. This led to threats of jail time for not cooperating from Senator Nick McKim. Treasurer Jim Chalmers on the ABC has called it a publicity stunt.
The difference between the way that the Greens go about this and the way that the Labor government goes about this is he does what he does for the cameras and we do what we do for the consumers.
Ryan Pappenhausen is being pushed for a New South Wales Origin debut after a stellar comeback from injury. New Blues coach Michael Maguire has praised the Storm fullback's character and recent form, while Melbourne coach Craig Bellamy believes he would be a great addition.
I think everyone would be, you'd be sort of telling a little fib if you weren't impressed with how Paps has come back, you know, after the injuries that he's been through and the length of the injuries and the severity of the injuries.
The Storm and the Roosters open round 7 tomorrow night.